Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. His grandparents wanted him to be named Lewis, so that's what it says on the birth certificate. But his parents called him Leonard, and to his friends, he was always Lenny. Leonard Bernstein was born in 1918 in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and grew up in the Boston area. For years, the only music in the house came from a wind-up Victrola and a radio, both of which Bernstein loved. When he was 10, his Aunt Clara gave the family a piano, and he was hooked. It didn't take long before his first piano teacher told his parents they'd have to find another teacher because she couldn't keep up with her pupil. Bernstein's parents were both from Ukraine, where one of his grandfathers was a rabbi. So the Jewish religion was a very important part of Leonard Bernstein's life as he was growing up. He spent a lot of time in Hebrew school and synagogue, and the music he heard there had a big influence on him. Bernstein's father did not want his son to become a musician. Sam Bernstein sold wigs and beauty supplies, and he wanted his oldest son to take over the business. But there was no stopping Leonard Bernstein. He went to Harvard University, where he majored in music. There, he met conductor Dimitri Mitropoulos, who encouraged him to become a composer. Then Bernstein met composer Aaron Copland, who became a lifelong friend and encouraged him to become a conductor. Throughout his career, Bernstein continued to be a musical triple threat. He played piano, conducted, and composed. Leonard Bernstein's first steady job was assistant conductor of the New York Philharmonic, and that's how he got his big break. Bruno Walter, who was supposed to conduct the New York Philharmonic in a live national radio broadcast from Carnegie Hall, got sick. So 25-year-old Leonard Bernstein stepped in to conduct, and the rest was history. The audience loved him. His picture made the front page of newspapers the next day, and his conducting career was launched. Then his composing career took off, too. In 1 year, 1944, Bernstein had his first symphony, ballet, and musical comedy performed. Bernstein was in demand all over the world as a conductor. He was the first American to conduct at the famous La Scala Opera House in Milan, Italy, and he had a long association with the Israel Philharmonic. But Bernstein is most famous for being the first American to become permanent conductor of a major American orchestra, the New York Philharmonic. With the New York Philharmonic, Bernstein used television, which was brand new back then, to bring classical music to a much wider audience.
When a composer writes a piece of what's usually called classical music, he puts down the exact notes that he wants, the exact instruments or voices that he wants to sing those notes. And he also writes down as many directions as he can think of to tell the players or singers everything they need to know about how fast or slow it should go, how loud or soft it should be, and millions of other things to help the performers give an exact performance of those notes he thought up.
A whole generation of kids and grown-ups learned about music from Bernstein's Young People's Concerts. Teaching young musicians was very important to Bernstein. He spent his summers at Tanglewood, the Berkshire Music Center in Massachusetts, and he also helped start music festivals in Germany and Japan. Leonard Bernstein refused to put limits on any of his musical interests. He composed the score for the movie On the Waterfront, and he wrote some great musical theater. More about Bernstein's musical theater next week. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for Theater Music by Leonard Bernstein on Classics for Kids.